Many of us have been there. We've sat on the side of the road after hearing that siren sound, watching the officer slowly walk up in the rearview mirror and ask for a license and registration. Leland Darks says he's been on the wrong side of it more times than he cares to count. He remembers one stop in Raleigh very well.
When I was pulled out of the vehicle, I was placed in handcuffs, and then they told me, "We're pulling you over because we smell marijuana." And at this time, I'm just shocked, like, how could this be when I'm in my car, windows up, driving, and you're behind me, and I'm being pulled over in my vehicle because you smell marijuana.
A Raleigh police spokesman confirmed the citation for misdemeanor possession. Lynette H. is Leland's mother.
When I got home, he was literally in a fetal position. He was crying and so upset. And it is just terrible to see your child in that situation. It was extraordinarily frightening for him.
We want them to report incidents of racial profiling to our organization.
Raul Pinto is the racial justice attorney for the North Carolina ACLU. The group is starting a Put It in Writing campaign.
We want to receive these stories in order to come up with and develop tactics in order to address this issue.
The ACLU cites a UNC Chapel Hill study analyzing 13 million traffic stops in North Carolina. The author, Frank Baumgartner, shared his findings on WUNC's The State of Things.
A black person who was stopped by a police officer in the state of North Carolina from 2000 to 2011 is 77% more likely to be searched. And an Hispanic is 96% more likely to have their car searched than a white when pulled over.
The data appears to be an indictment on police procedure.
No one could honestly say that isolated instances of officer misconduct haven't occurred, because we, got plenty of examples otherwise.
Eddie Caldwell is executive vice president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. He questions the UNC study not because of what it says, but because of what it doesn't.
The study does not take into consideration things like crime data, neighborhood demographics, and other things like that. If you are working on a high crime unit in a high crime area, in a neighborhood that has certain demographics, the people you interact with are going to meet those demographics.
Some law enforcement agencies do acknowledge a problem, and they want to change it. Deborah Weissel is a criminal justice professor at North Carolina Central University, working with state police chiefs on how to avoid bias.
If a citizen feels that they have been the subject of bias policing, the first thing that they need to do is go to the department and file a complaint.
Guilford County resident Reginald Woods did just that. He was stopped in Durham. He says he was never told why he was stopped and was told by the officer to shut up. Then he asked for the officer's name and badge number.
Then I reached to grab my pen and he tased me.
He complained to Durham police. A month and a half after the incident, he got a letter from Durham Police Internal Affairs saying the officer in his case acted improperly. Raul Pinto with the ACLU says his group wants results like that.
In our presentations, we ask folks to be as cooperative with the police as possible, also to know their rights, and that's where we can help with that.
There are other ways to monitor whether police officers are acting properly. Again, Deborah Weissel of North Carolina Central.
Cameras. They're in almost every squad car now that I've seen, and often we have officers wearing lapel cameras to record stops and interaction.
The ACLU is collecting stories on its website. It hopes to work with agencies that draw a lot of complaints, but the group hasn't ruled out lawsuits either. Grinnell Scott, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.